We are under siege, part 4. They can also become trapped in the clothing of those same people who visit infected areas of the island doing their good. But are they careful enough when they return to their own countries of origin? To my way of thinking, the threat is very real. I guess I am particularly partial to the Pohutukawa, because for 21 years I lived in Parramatta, and these magnificent trees lined our driveway. We had two varieties, the yellow as well as the red. The previous owners told us that they were male and female. However, in discovering this topic to research, I thought that I would make my own discoveries of these two particular tree sisters. I was right in finding out the facts for myself, and the previous owners of our house, who have both long left this earth, were mistaken in their transfer of knowledge to us about the trees in their garden. It appears the yellow Pohutukawa is a very rare cousin of the red Pohutukawa, being first discovered way back in 1840 by a Mr. Potts, who may have been a long-time resident of Mortiti Island, or perhaps an ornithologist or dendrologist, also known as xylologist, interested in both the flora and fauna of the island, as he is mentioned several times as having an excellent rapport with local scientists, as well as valuable input into the native birds as well as the trees in the Bay of Plenty area, as seen in our link below. The yellow Pohutukawa is also a coastal evergreen tree belonging to the myrtle family that displays to our world a dazzling spectacle of yellow flowers made up of a mass of stamens, end quotes. During our month of January, flowering much later than its red counterpart. And that is the end of part 4.